This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The city I live in has a 6-mile bike walking trail that's just lovely. This time of year, there are some very large plants lighting up the scenery with cheery yellow flowers. Compass plants, also known as cup plant, are native to prairies and open meadows throughout most of the U.S. I have pictures of my bicycle cruise and the flowers bursting on GardenBite.com. These plants grow anywhere from 3 to 12 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. So if you're considering planting them in your landscape, keep that in mind. They may need support. I'm considering it against my fence, but I would need to remove some other plants. Well, my garden's always changing. It looks a bit like a sunflower plant without the seeds. Pollinators are attracted to the compass plant. This plant prefers full sun and dry to average soil. With a deep taproot, it's more tolerant of drier soils, and in fact, the Xerces Society encourages planting it for pollinators and dry soil. I did find them in part sun areas where they were a bit shorter. The leaves are big and beautiful and hold water for birds, thus its common name, cup plant. Finches really dig this guy, as do hummingbirds. The flowers all sit at the top of the plant. Underplantings could include butterfly weed, sedum, globe thistle. The genus of common cup plant is Silphium. There are 23 species in North America. 3 of those are native to Minnesota, where I live. Check out your local garden centers or native online places such as Prairie Moon Nursery in Minnesota or Prairie Nursery in Wisconsin. You can find native plant societies in almost every state. They'll provide information for local sources. Go to GardenBite.com for more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.